Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison, talking about those generational targets that the beef industry has in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale. Wanted to continue our conversation today with Elisa Harrison, the Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, working on behalf of cattle producers through the contracts they have with the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff. We wanted to talk today with Elisa about those age groups that the cattle industry is specifically targeting in their marketing efforts.
We are. Right now it's that older millennial parent, which is going to be, you know, from 25 to, you know, early 40s. But what we've done is we've gone in and further segmented that audience, because, you know, that's a pretty large, you know, part of our demographic. In fact, you know, millennials are the largest segment of the population right now. So we've really dialed that down so that we can understand them, the different segments within that millennial, a lot better, so that we can communicate with them on the platforms where they're communicating. One of the things that we were seeing is that a lot of this, the people that we were trying to target really use YouTube. And so that's why we've shifted a little bit of our dollars to be where they are. So it kind of gives us that kind of intelligence on that. And then, of course, the next generation is, you know, Gen Z coming up, and we're starting to learn a little bit more about them. These are people that are probably in high school today, so they're going to be the next consumers. And they're different enough from the millennials that it really, for any marketer out there, really needs to understand them and learn them about how they interact. And they're going to be even more technology-centric than even the millennials are. So the beef industry, as well as anyone who's trying to sell anything, really has to stay on top of the game. And so we're very proud that Beef Is What's For Dinner is on the cutting edge, using, you know, artificial intelligence and using some of the social media techniques that you can, that are available today, to reach consumers.
So we're really starting to see this whole investment, this whole strategy of going to digital that we did, what, 3 or 4 years ago now. That's maturing.
Going digital a couple years ago did a couple things for us. Number one, it was more affordable, because again, to buy a spot on broadcast TV is still very, we were just priced out of the market for that. Number two, it allows us to get real time feedback and metrics. Is this ad working? Is this information resonating? Is the consumer taking from the message what we wanted them to take from? So it allows us to be very nimble, and we can change very quickly. It also allows us to take wonderful content. You know, when you look at the beef industry, you've got a product that looks great, it tastes great, that's produced by people who are well revered by consumers. So we can take all of that and package it into some content and use that over and over again. Again, our content, a lot of it is evergreen, and so we can remix it. And certainly one of our biggest assets is using the Rodeo music, the Francis Copeland music, that is, it's so associated with Beef Is What's For Dinner. And as we go into audio and we go into digital, it really helps us capitalize on that audio brand that we have, just as much as we have with some of the visuals.
Annalisa says there is one project out there that she wants to tell us about, but she just can't reveal all the details as of yet.
We've got some things coming up that are in the pipeline. We're partnering with a major cooking show on a major network where beef will be featured, and we will be able to really promote the brand Beef Is What's For Dinner, because our research shows that when people are aware of Beef Is What's For Dinner, they tend to make beef their number one protein, and that really is our overall goal. There's a lot of protein choices out there for consumers, so we're trying to leverage that equity in our brand. But that should be something that we can announce here over the next couple of weeks. And we'll be doing two segments with this cooking show, one for adults and then one for kids. So it'll be their junior show. Very excited about that, and a great way to get the brand out there. And when we do the show that focuses on the kids' cooks, we want to incorporate Chuck Nose Beef into that, so the kids would actually use Chuck Nose Beef to help them in this competition. So a lot of exciting stuff coming up for the Beef Chuck-Off.
Alisa Harrison with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls, along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.